Hebrews chapter 2. This is why we should pay attention all the more to the things heard, so that we do not at any time drift away. For if the word spoken by angels came to be inviolable, and every transgression and disobedience received legitimate retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which started to be spoken about by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard it, while God bore additional witness with them by signs and miracles and various deeds of power, and by distributions of Holy Spirit, according to his will. For he has not made the world which is to come, about which we speak, subject to angels, but someone solemnly testified in a certain place and said, "What is man that you should remember him, or the Son of Man that you should watch over him? You made him lower than the angels for a short while. You crowned him with glory and honour, and you put everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left him nothing unsubjected to him. But right now we do not yet see everything subjected to him. But we do see Jesus, who had been made lower than the angels for a short while, on account of suffering death, now crowned with glory and honour, in order that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone's sake. For it was fitting for him, for whose sake everything exists, and by whom everything exists, who led many sons to glory, to bring the institutor of their salvation to perfection through sufferings. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all of one, and for this reason he is not ashamed to call them brothers. And he says, 'I will declare your name to my brothers. In the heart of the assembly I will sing praises to you.' And again, 'I will be confident in him.' And again, 'Here am I, and the children whom God has given me.' Now, since the children are constituted of flesh and blood, so he likewise partook of the same, in order that through death he might nullify him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and release them, all those who through fear of death throughout their whole life were subject to enslavement. For he did not, of course, take on kinship with angels, but took on the seed of Abraham. Hence he needed to become like his brothers in all respects, in order to become a merciful and faithful high priest of things relating to God, to expiate the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, having been put to the test, he is able to help those undergoing testing.